Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program. So, if we look at Japanese film culture as a whole, what would be the distinction? What's the most distinct difference between Japanese films and, say, you know, the kind of Western films we would see playing in most cinemas around Sydney?
That's a great question to start with. And I guess one of the things is that there's a particular sort of aesthetic around Japanese film. There's always a lot of emphasis on the visuals, what we're seeing. And also I think the playing with people's emotions is really important. I suppose it is with all film cultures, but certainly Japanese films, for the most part, tend to kind of unfold fairly slowly and sort of build on the drama in that way. And even in comedy, sometimes their comedies kind of move at a slower pace than ours might.
Are there any recent examples of films, perhaps, that we might see at this Japanese Film Festival or not, that you would recommend?
Certainly, there's plenty of films. I'm just sort of looking through the list there for the Japanese Film Festival that's been announced so far. They kind of hold off on the main announcements. But there's a new film by Naomi Kawase called Radiance. She's a pretty renowned filmmaker now. I think she's had about three or four films that have shown at Cannes, and generally kind of very, beautifully made dramas. So she's got the film Radiance, which is about a photographer who's losing his eyesight. I think that looks to be a really nice film. There's also, the film festival always kind of has a good kind of mix of films, and so there's one film which is a Yakuza or a kind of gangster comedy, and that's kind of a pretty standard sort of genre in Japanese film, and they're really great to watch. So the one they've got this year is called Hamon Yakuza Boogie, based on a novel. It stars a spunky young guy who's from a boy band, so that should get the younger audiences in, I guess. And they're usually, pretty off the wall, those kind of comedies.
Now, this film festival, the Japanese Film Festival, it's proved rather popular in recent years. It has attracted quite a bit of attention. I suppose with Japanese films, what would attract audiences to these ones in particular? In terms of Western audiences, sometimes it is very hard to get people to sit down, watch a subtitled film and the like, and yet Japanese film seems to do fairly well for itself even outside its own borders. So what is it that would still attract audiences from around the world?
I think, sort of mentioning the particular feeling you get when you're watching a Japanese film, there's often, a lot of work gone into them in terms of, creating a story that's kind of fascinating. The culture is so different from the West in a lot of ways, in itself is an attraction for audiences.
How is it, you think, the culture of Japan actually impacts its film?
I think it's really strongly felt. There's a lot of tradition, I suppose, that creeps into their films, if you like. Sometimes they're things that we might not notice, but the Japanese audiences will notice. And that's kind of, I think, borne out by the fact that in terms of their film industry, it's still really strong. If you look at the top, 10 or 20 film box office films for a year in Japan, their films are still there. Probably 10 out of the top 20 would be Japanese films. Whereas for us and most other parts, the Hollywood dominance is pretty full on. It's hard to kind of get your local film shown. So.
Yeah, of course, Hollywood dominating the media in the way it does makes it a little bit difficult for other films to become, I guess, mainstream or to escape their own borders into other countries. So I guess expanding on that, those kind of cultural differences that we see in Japanese films, do you think that's impacted at all their ability to become mainstream in other parts of the world?
To a degree, I think, yeah. And it's interesting, I think that China at the moment is doing a lot of co-productions with America and trying to, you know, capture both markets, I guess. But Japan's cinema seems to still be very much made for the Japanese audience. And, you know, if the West likes it, that's great. But if they don't, I think they're quite happy just to you know, feed their own audience.
Well, Peter, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us and having a bit of a chat with us about Japanese film this morning.
That's fine. Thanks very much, Sean.